Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights. It's no secret that the average person's life is busier than ever before. With cars roaring constantly and cell phones buzzing incessantly, it seems as though we're drowning in a sea of noise. But what if it all stopped?
Being here provides a very special experience. Coming up here is far, superior, in my opinion, an experience than being in a classroom. Here, it is about the environment, about the trees, the statues, the nature.
That's Tressa McVicker. She leads many of the educational programs at Tranquility Gardens and also manages its operations.
I created for a simple reason. It'd be a shame just for this place to be lost on me.
And that's Steve Purich. He founded Tranquility Gardens in 2004 with the goal of creating a one-of-a-kind place to instill life lessons.
I wanted to hide everything in the woods so that if you're coming up the road, you don't see a thing. Then all of a sudden you would start walking through and say, what is this?
Guided tours take visitors on a journey incorporating philosophers and thought leaders from a variety of cultures and ages, ranging from Confucius to Martin Luther King Jr. This picturesque, serene environment lets individuals explore the world of philosophy all within 15 minutes of Johnstown.
I was intrigued especially with Wisdom for the Ages, which was a book written by Will Durant.
Wisdom of the Ages discusses the top 10 wisest individuals of all time.
We're featuring the top four. Confucius, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Historians recognize them. You know, these are the smartest people ever. Well, if they're smartest people ever, why don't we listen to what they say?
Steve's personal story allows him to connect with people of all ages who have faced their own hardships.
I was born in Europe. I was 3 years old when World War II was over. My father was an Orthodox priest, and religion was not tolerated. My father was arrested, was scheduled to be executed, but he escaped that evening, and we didn't know for the next 4 years whether he was dead or alive.
In those years, Steve read books on philosophy that his father had left behind. His father eventually made his way to America and sent for the rest of his family.
I had a difficult time when I was a kid. And when I see kids who really have a future, should have a future, that don't, because they don't know that they can't have a future. That hurts me.
And that pain is exactly what sparked the idea for the Garden's mentorship program. The program encourages children to express themselves in every way, from photography to creative writing.
If God were looking at my life, if God were looking at our lives, he'd wonder why so much is happening. He'd understand that times are rough. If God opened a new door for us, it would lead to success. Then we could start over with our lives.
However, Tranquility Gardens is not only for children. It's for everybody.
The world needs a place like this. The folks who need this more than anybody are our leaders. They don't take time for anything. They need to step back and to say, what's my life all about?
And Tressa agrees.
I think that this could be a retreat center, not only for students, but for executives.
And for many people, visits to Tranquility Gardens are an essential part to a well-rounded life.
You know, we can't expect everybody to be an honor student, but everybody can strive to be an honorable person. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all, so we're working on the inside.
For more information about the Tranquility Gardens, head over to tranquilitygardens.org, check them out on Facebook, or call to schedule an appointment to hear the Serenity.
This is David Saylor
and Tabitha Weaver.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers
and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at www.cfalleghenies.org.